Well, today is Memorial Day, and joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's always my pleasure.
So when did Memorial Day emerge as a holiday?
Well, there are various origin stories with this, and they may be all true, but as early as the year after the Civil War ended in 1866, black people living in Charleston, South Carolina, decorated the graves of Union soldiers who were buried there. And there's a feeling that that spread from that very early, and this was called at the beginning Decoration Day, because part of this was decorating graves with flowers. So that was a very important part of that. That was at the beginning of May in 1866. At the same time, the following year, a magazine published here in Boston, The Atlantic, published a story about how women in Mississippi who had been decorating the graves of fallen Confederate soldiers also decorated the graves of Union soldiers buried there. So this was an act of reconciliation. And then the organized veterans of the Civil War in the North, the Union veterans, the Grand Army of the Republic, their commander, John Logan, there at the head of the organization, was a Civil War general. He had the idea that there were these independent decoration ceremonies taking place informally or formally all over the United States, including, he described them as, among the traitors in the South. And he called for this to be done annually on May 30th. And that's really when, this is in the 1860s, this got started, grew very rapidly everywhere in the North this day at the end of May, in the South usually in April. Part of that is they have a flower season earlier. Also, often they were marking the surrender of the last Confederate army at the end of April in 1865. But here in Massachusetts, we adopted this as a state holiday very early in 1881.
And this year's observance also comes with the lifting of the COVID health emergency, but this is not the first time the holidays emerged during a pandemic.
Yes, that's right. There's a striking example of this happening in the great influenza epidemic at the end of the First World War. So you have, in an interesting way, this is a terrible epidemic that's spread very rapidly and moved quickly through essentially the entire population of the United States. So by the spring of 1919, while this had not entirely disappeared, this was a kind of a reopening of things, the end of this long, terrible winter that the United States had suffered through.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
It's always my pleasure.